I'm John. I'm the host of MGTOW is Freedom. Men have morals, and that is how women control men. You know, I think it's important to understand the games they play, right? And then we all need to hear some good encouragement about how to get over, right? How to get around these crazy bits. They think they own us. They think they can control us, right? So I've talked in the past about how men play by the rules, right? You can't play a sport, you can't play games unless you follow the rules. But women, the game they play is a game of no rules, right? They play a social game that they've been trained from their very earliest days, from the time they first started talking, and quite possibly before. But what they do is they play a game of how to break the rules, how to get around the rules, how to get away with violating the rules and stay in the game, right? So when we look at this, when we talk about it as men, and I'm going to ask you your guys' opinions, of course, you know, is it your morals? Is it your virtue as a man, right? Your qualities, the fact that your heart is capable of love, that makes us vulnerable to the control techniques of women. I think what motivates women is that they need what we provide. They truly need what we provide because they can't give it for themselves. And so we look like, a bank with legs. And one of the ways I like to describe it is, imagine this. Imagine if you had a robot. You as a man, you have a robot. It's 8 feet tall. It's twice as powerful as you are, strength-wise. And it's twice as intelligent. So if you were to pose to the robot, you'd say, robot, this is my problem. Over here, I've got this, this, and this, and this. I need a solution. And the robot sits down and strokes its robot chin and scratches its robot head. And then it says, here's the solution. And it tells you the solution. You just benefited from the intellect of the robot. You borrowed its intelligence for your benefit. And then you tell the robot, I need this done. I need that car repaired, that roof on that house fixed, that lawn mowed over there, that junk taken to the dump. And then I need you to work 60 hours this week, making $30 an hour so I can have my vacation. And surprise, the robot does everything you ask. Wouldn't you start to go, I need a robot. I need two robots. I need to make sure I've always got a robot. If I can only have one, I want to make sure I've always got one. That's what women think. They look at us as their robots. We're bigger than they are. We're twice as strong as they are. We're twice as intelligent. We solve problems. We fix things. We work hard. And that is the woman's motivation for wanting us. And all they have to do to get all of our goodness, all of our virtues, right, our material goods, is to control us. It wouldn't do them a lick of good to try and guilt us or shame us if we were not moral creatures as men. If we didn't care, if we didn't have a heart, if we weren't passionate about the things we believe, they couldn't manipulate us. If we were truly the pigs or the dogs that they say we are, then their guilt and their shame wouldn't work. Think about that. If they couldn't guilt and shame you because you actually were a pig and a dog, they couldn't control you. They couldn't get what they want. So they rely on us to be virtuous. And they rely on us as men to be good, to be moral, to be intellectually and emotionally superior to them so that they can benefit from us. I want to contrast a man's morals to that of a woman. Look what women are willing to do to men when they break up with them. You guys know what you've lived through, and you've heard stories from other men. They will ransack your house. I don't know any men who will go to a woman's house after the breakup occurs and ransack their house, break in, steal all the shit they can, break stuff. Like literally windows, pictures, electronics like televisions, you know, computers, and they'll steal everything they feel entitled to. I don't know any men that do that. And if they don't, if men do that, they are not good and moral men. But I know a shit pile of women that do that. I know of them. What else do women do during a breakup that demonstrates their lack of morality, their lack of compassion and true love and care for another human being? They'll go to that person's job and try and get them fired. They will ruin a man's reputation in his community, in his personal and social communities, and in his professional circles. That's what women do, because they are not moral creatures. Now, I know there are some women who don't do these things, and that's great. Those are some good girls there, but they are rare and few and far between, because I have yet, right, to hear any woman say, oh, no, women never do that, right? They can't deny it, because it's really common that when you break up with a woman, she attacks you personally. She tries to destroy you, right? And this even occurs when they're the one that break up with you, the guy, because they monkey branched on to your best friend or your boss or someone who makes more money. And instead of just leaving you behind with a broken heart, they want to trash the shit out of you on the way out the door. Is that a moral person? Is that a person of good character and good quality? No, but that's what most women are. They try and ruin you as a father when they leave you or you leave them. They will destroy you given half a chance if they have the opportunity. That is an example, again, of how women are immoral, how they have no virtue, right? And it's yet another example of, since they don't have that, right, you cannot love someone like that. Or they cannot accept your love because they are an unloving, uncaring creature. They are a parasite with a black heart. When a woman stands in front of a cop after punching herself repeatedly in the face and then says the man did that to her just to punish him, is that a moral human being? The answer is fuck no. But those are clear examples of women, what they do when a relationship doesn't go their way, and how that hurts the man, right? But they rely on his virtue, they rely on your morality as a man to get things done and to fall for their manipulative tricks, because you're that robot to them. They look up to you and want shit done by you. They want the power of your mind, the power of your body. They want your dedication and your hard work to create money and wealth for them to take advantage of. Imagine, man. Imagine if you had that fucking robot. That's how women think. These feminist whores think that. They've got cold black hearts and they see men as resource they can command the way you would command a robot. Their days are numbered, women are. This fucking game is long from being done. I think men are going to wake up as they continue to pay more and more and get less and less. And now MGTOW is available as a philosophy, and it's easy to find on YouTube and the internet. Fuck, hallelujah, right? But men are moral. We are good. And like I said, I like to instruct, right, and teach, and I like to learn from you guys through your comments and other video producers. But I also like to encourage men. I like to tell men how good they are, right? You hear about it every fucking day on the news, in movies, on television, in newspapers and magazines, at your fucking work, right? On billboards driving down the fucking street, you hear how shitty men are. Men are shit. Men are misogynists, men are sexists and bigots. Right. All they do is take advantage of women. What? By giving them everything they have? Is that how they're taking advantage of women? By taking care of them from the fucking time they wake up to the time they go to sleep? And not to mention taking care of them with a house while they sleep. It's your virtue, men, your morality, the goodness in your heart that women want and they rely on so that they can control you. You can dismiss the woman. You can put her out of your life and still know and still believe that you are a good and moral man and you don't need them. Self-respect and dignity is the gift a man gives himself. A man can have pride in being a man. Never apologize for being a man. And when you don't apologize, when you recognize the goodness of yourself, and you develop your pride in self, and you develop your self-respect, you realize you don't need affirmation from a woman. You don't need to be recognized by a woman in order to feel good about yourself. That is a trick they have taught us. That is comes from indoctrination in schools and the social games that women play, where they trick men and tell you that in order to feel good about yourself, you need validation from them. I really want to thank you guys for watching this video. It means a lot to me to know that we as men are moral, good, virtuous, and I'm going to say it, right, creatures of God. We were created this way, right? I didn't learn to be a good man. I was born a good man. You were too. And we need to stop looking to women for validation and for confirmation that we're good. They already know. That's why they're taking advantage of you, is because they know you're virtuous and they know you're good and they know you're intelligent and physically capable and that you are willing to help them. But instead of offering love and offering themselves to us, women choose to manipulate you. And then they play their games with guilt and shame and shit tests, right? And then they use their bluffs by saying, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to remove myself from the equation and punish you. You're the one that's going to lose, they think. When in reality, when you're a strong man and you realize who you are, you're valuable and you belong to yourself and you are virtuous and moral, then women will lose control of you because you will accept not only the responsibility for your actions, but you will recover the value of yourself. I have these talks with everyone I can, but I think I laid this one down pretty good. Men are virtuous. Women lack virtue. Men are moral. Women lack morality. Women have judgment. They know what's right and wrong. And they'll judge you and they'll tell you what they think you need to hear so that they can manipulate and control you. But they are not your judge. You are your own judge. You know the difference between right and wrong. You're a moral man. You don't need them. But they have convinced us, women have. These feminist whores. Right? They are the feminine usurpers, right? They've got vaginas, they've got tits, but they are not true women. They are master manipulators. They are chameleons in a woman's body, but they are selfish demons who set out to use men and then destroy men. And they rely on your morality, your virtue, to control you, and they demand that you don't respect yourself but look to them for that validation that we desire. But when we give ourselves that validation and when we have fellowship with other men, you can get that validation from other men, right? You can give it to yourself as a gift. It's called pride. That's what matters. I'm going to tell you guys right now, share this video. hit the share button and share it with other men, MGTOW or not, young, old, in between, married, divorced, fuck, especially those guys that are engaged. They need to understand. They're falling into a fucking trap. It's one I fought with for 23 years. My virtue being held hostage by someone who was a materialist and who hated me. So please, gentlemen, help other men. Right? Men have morals. Women are amoral. They have no morals. So thank you again. And probably most of all, thanks for your comments. Because when new guys, new MGTOW, MGTOW curious, MGTOW interested men come here, they're going to read your comments. And those comments are going to instruct them and show them that it's not just me as the guy who's up here talking, but other men on this channel agree in general and then have specific differences or ideas or additions to the concepts presented in the video. And that makes a video that has a small value a video of massive value to many, many men. So please remember, right? I'm the man. I have the penis. I have self-respect. I have pride. I have value. And I don't need a woman to tell me I'm good or bad in order to believe anything. I'm a good man. I have the penis. Right? I make it happen. Semper Fi. I'll talk to you guys again real soon. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.